Want to know our best-kept hosting secrets?
They're all inside our STR Must-Haves Master List, our secret weapon that continues to transform ordinary host into extraordinary host.
The Must-Haves Master List is a checklist that we've been perfecting for over 12 years.
Picture this: your guest checks in to your short-term rental, and they're instantly wowed by the thoughtful touches and impeccable amenities. Why? Because you've got the TFE Must-Haves Master List by your side.
This checklist has all the insider secrets that even the best hosts didn't know they were missing.
We challenge you to take the checklist into your property today. See how many items you can mark off of this list. You didn't get them all? No worries. This is your chance to level up. So go to hostchecklist.com and grab your free copy. That's hostchecklist.com to download our coveted checklist today.
You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation
and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, we have welcomed thousands of guests from over 30 countries, earning us over $1 million and garnering us thousands of five-star reviews.
We love sharing creative ways for your listing to stand out, serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode, we will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry.
Or we will share our stories of our own experiences so you can implement actual improvements to your rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home. Before we dive into the content, let's hear a word from our sponsor.
Choosing the right property management system is a big deal. And we did our research, tried different platforms, and for years, Hostly has been the best fit for our business.
It's not just a PMS. It's how we run everything. Managing listings across Airbnb, Vrbo, and Booking.com, easy. No double bookings, no stress.
And let's talk about guest experience. The custom guidebooks, they are game changer. Guests get check-in details, your house rules, and even favorite restaurants before they have to ask.
Plus, it integrates with everything. Guest screening, direct booking payments, and even in-house damage waivers, which you know we love. And their new Inbox AI, it pulls from your guidebooks and property details to help you answer guest questions faster.
And right now, TFE listeners get an even bigger discount. Hostly just upgraded your deal to $500 off onboarding.
Yep, that means if you sign up for an annual plan, your onboarding is completely free. If you go monthly, you get 50% off your onboarding fee.
So go to hostly.com/TFE and book your demo and grab the discount using code TFE500. The link will also be in the show notes.
Hello, welcome back to another great episode. My name is Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are...
Thanks for visiting. Let's start this episode like we do each and every week, and that is sharing one of you, our incredible listeners, who is heading on over to strshare.com. entering the information about your short-term rental so that we can share you here on the podcast and on our Instagram account each and every Sunday. Annette, who are we sharing this week?
This week we are sharing at Fowler Creek Cabin. And Fowler is spelled F-O-W-L-E-R. And I have been looking at properties a lot different lately since we are in the middle of our land project. And one thing that really stood out on this property is they had a wood-fired hot tub, and you do not see those very often. And they have done an excellent job of like building it in. They are on a creek, like their name says. And so you kind of look outside, there's a walkway, and then the wood-fired hot tub is kind of nestled in the landscape. And I just really and drawn to that. And Sarah and I have been doing a lot of discussions with our partners because we're trying to figure out our hot tub situations instead of like the square traditional plastic hot tubs. Can we do more of a wood-fired natural one? So I love that they have that here. And also, they actually have two fire pits too. And I love that they're just using the land that they have with their terrain. And another hot tip that they've done in here is they've given their guest all of their favorite hiking spots. And so I love being able to, if you're going to have guests, to help them out. It's right in their Instagram, telling them where to hike. And then last but not least, I think this is really important. They have a lot of posts on their Instagram
with bears.
They're so cute.
They're so cute. However, I love that they've made it very clear. If that's not your thing, this might not be the place for you. Like, we enjoyed look at all the bear reels that they had, but I think that's a really nice way to let people know that nature is abound in your area.
Nature is in nature. Who knew?
Nature is naturing if you stay at Fowler Creek Cabin. But well done. It's just nestled in near the creek. They've got all the things going on. Kudos to you. Thanks for sharing your space with us. Let's get on to the serious stuff.
The fun stuff. Yes. What we're going to do today is we're going to dive in and talk about taxes and how, if you own short-term rentals, how you can leverage them to save money on your taxes. But it is nuanced.
A little disclaimer from our attorney. Disclaimer, we are not CPAs,
nope.
Tax professionals,
not even close.
Or attorneys.
Absolutely not.
This video is based on our experience as STR hosts and research from tax experts. But please always consult a tax professional for advice tailored to your business. So we did enlist the help of our friend Amanda Hahn. She is the managing director at Keystone CPA, who specializes in real estate tax saving strategies. So again, we are going to offer you as much information from our personal experience, but please learn from this and then go see your tax professional.
If you need a tax professional, we went ahead and linked Amanda Hahn's info in the show notes below so you can go check her out.
Mistake number one is misclassifying your rental income.
Okay, so one of the biggest misconceptions that short-term rental hosts make is that their rental income is similar to that of long-term rental income, but that's incorrect. The IRS treats short-term rental income differently than they treat long-term rental income. This is good news for short-term rental hosts because our losses like depreciation, expenses, repair costs, these can offset our W-2s.
If you don't classify your STR income correctly, the IRS may label it as passive income, meaning you can't use those losses against your tax bill unless potentially you have other passive income. Some hosts also assume that they owe a self-employment tax, which can be up to 15.3%, but that is only true if you were to offer other services like daily cleaning, provide meals for your guests,
things of that nature. The 7-day rule, the key to unlocking tax benefits. All right, so let's dig into this. If your average guest stay is 7 days or less, this means the IRS treats your short-term rental as a business, not as rental income, which means that you could potentially use your STR losses to offset your W-2 income and lower your tax bill. Now, if your average guest stay is 7 days or more, but less than 30, you might still qualify, but you'll have to prove that you're actively involved. More on that in mistake number two.
We're going to run through some example scenarios with you and who pays and who saves more.
Okay, so keep track of this. Host A rents their property for an average of 30 plus days. So like a midterm rental.
All right.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, NTR.
And doesn't actively manage it. They have a property manager.
All right. Very common.
The IRS considers this passive income, right? The investor is not actively involved and the stay is 30 plus days. So they cannot use their losses to lower their W-2 taxes.
Okay. Asterisk, your turn.
Right.
Asterisk CPA.
But interesting, right? Because a lot of people are out there talking about midterm rentals, but you got to be careful because if you're an STR host and you like the benefits of these tax breaks, but then you pivot or someone tells you the MTRs are easier, you would no longer be able to leverage that.
And you also, this is something that the popularity rises here. If you are a short-term rental investor who has a co-host, you really want to chat with your CPA about that. Because are you actively involved anymore? So there's kind of that co-host caveat too, that again, the more
the more conversations, the more transparency that you can have with your tax accountant, the more it's going to behoove you. So all those little details that sometimes, you know, get just lost in translation, that's why it's important to meet with them several times throughout the year and just have, instead of just sending over documents in their portal, you want to have these conversations so you explain to them exactly how you're running your property, who's running your property, and what kind of guest you're hosting.
Okay, so now host B rents for an average of 4 nights, so it's less than 7 days. They actively manage their short-term rental, like they're messaging guests. Maybe they're even like cleaning it, like they are ordering all the things. And they meet material participation hours. So they have to participate for a certain amount of time for the IRS to be able to consider them eligible. But they only provide basic lodging. The IRS considers this non-passive, right? They are actively involved. So they can use their STR losses to reduce their W-2 tax bill. This is like the ideal STR scenario if you want the most tax savings.
And this, you know, host B, this scenario is why there are so many people interested in short-term rentals. But again, that's why we're going through these scenarios, because we want to make sure that you're actually falling in that particular scenario.
Right.
All right, what's up next?
So host C rents for 5 night stays. So again, less than 7 days, but they provide daily cleaning and breakfast. The IRS is going to consider this an active business now, meaning they'll owe self-employment tax on top of their income tax.
Ooh. Again, this is something to chat with your CPA, because maybe you are doing the cleaning, but it's not daily. It's just before and after stays. You know, maybe you do have more of a bed and breakfast type scenario, which I know a lot of hosts are interested in. So make sure to check it out.
Makes things different. All right. So to recap mistake number one, how to avoid these mistakes, right? Track your average guest length of stay, because if you're 7 days or less, you can take potentially full advantage of the tax benefits. Also, understand what services you provide. If you go above and beyond basic lodging, like providing meals, everyday cleaning, maybe intense concierge services, you could be eligible to pay more taxes.
And last but not least, please work with a CPA who specializes in short-term rental taxes. We mentioned our friend Amanda at the beginning of the video, because you need to make sure that this income is classified correctly and that you are making sure that you are covering yourself with the, you know, you're getting those tax benefits that you're working so hard for.
Now, you could potentially save thousands on your taxes each year if you align everything just so. Mistake number two, failing to track material participation.
If you actively manage your short-term rental properties instead of hiring a property manager, you may qualify for these tax advantages, but only if you prove material participation.
It's so hard to say. Material participation.
And it might be hard for you to qualify. So what is material participation, Sarah?
Okay, so you have to prove that you're either involved in 500 or more hours in the property, or if you do have some help, you have to still work on it at least 100 hours, and you have to work on it more than your help does. Now, proving material participation is a great strategy to offset the losses against your W-2 income. And this is a great strategy if you're a high income earner on your W-2. This is where it really comes into play. Let's give you an example, okay? You make $100,000 at your W-2. Your short-term rental has $15,000 in expenses. If you qualify for material participation, that is so hard to say, you can reduce your taxable income by that $15,000, reducing it to $85,000.
Potentially reduce it.
Potentially. Talk to your CPA. Mm-hmm. What you need to do is track the time you spend on your short-term rental. So maybe you have a log, something that you can prove the hours you spent with guest messaging, maintenance, bookkeeping. If you have a full-blown property manager, you likely won't qualify. But if you manage yourself, this could be a great tax-saving strategy.
You know how we're always on the hunt for awesome furniture, decor, and supplies for our short-term rentals?
We're going to let you in on our secret weapon, Manoan. They are a free platform for hosts that offer steep discounts on over 150 top brands. Think Wayfair, Article, Arhaus, Leesa, Parachute, California Design, and Public Goods, and Society 6. Plus, the ability to centralize all ordering and reordering needs to make tracking and bookkeeping a breeze.
I had my eye on gorgeous linens from Parachute, wanting to give our listing that wow factor with better quality that lasts. And my Manoan discount actually made it more cost-effective over the long run than the budget options requiring constant replacement. Seeing the savings, I naturally had to order more. All I had to do was head to their site, install their browser extension, which makes shopping so, so simple, and add items across partner brands to my cart with just a few clicks.
And when guests inevitably ask you about that awesome Leesa mattress that you purchased through Manoan, at a major discount, no less, you can point them to a custom digital storefront called Manoan Showroom. The best part? When guests shop their stay, you'll earn commission from hundreds of stores, including featured items you didn't purchase through Manoan.
So, head over to Manoan.com/TFV_podcast, or simply click the link in our show notes to sign up. Let the savings and the earnings begin.
Mistake number three, ignoring depreciation deductions.
Depreciation is one of the biggest tax benefits for STR hosts, yet many fail to take full advantage of it. So here are the basics. The IRS allows hosts to take a portion of their property's value, a deduction up from it, for every year up to 39 years. Even if your property appreciates, you can still take advantage of this tax benefit. Okay, this is why this matters, because depreciation can be one of the biggest benefits to short-term rental hosts, often leading to tens of thousands of deductions each year. And if you make major upgrades, so from the drywall in, make sure you're tracking this because you might qualify for bonus depreciation, which is even more savings.
Always important to keep track of all of your expenses, but especially when we're talking about this bonus depreciation, make sure anything that you're doing, let's say appliances, flooring, furniture, anything that might be included, you want to make sure that you're tracking that. Of course, you're going to want to let your CPA decide, but this is where you really do want to keep meticulous records.
So work with your CPA to set up a depreciation schedule for your short-term rental. And like Annette said, track everything, even if you're not sure. So when it comes time to decide whether you're eligible for a bonus depreciation, you have the receipts, the work, the pictures, all of that that you can provide. Mistake number four, not reporting personal use accurately. Ooh.
If you, your family, or friends are using the property for personal use, you must record this. And why does it matter? Well, there are IRS rules around this. You cannot use the property for more than 14 days or 10% of the total rental days allowed. And you might, at this point in time, disqualify for those deductions. And you know, why does this matter? Like, just if you kind of just step back and think about it, you can't be double dipping. You know, you're like, you're trying to get the write-offs, but then you're trying to use it for all this personal family and friends fun. This is going to be a huge red flag if the IRS ever audits you. Mm-hmm. So this is where it's really important that you want to keep records. And we all, you know, we have a coaching program. We always tell everybody, you know, every month when you're looking at it, obviously you have your rental days, but keep track of the exact days that if you did use the property that's in there. Because number one, you want to know how many days you were using it and what that potential revenue you lost for your personal usage. But again, make sure to track it, have it in your records that if you are ever audited, you know where you're at. And also talk to your CPA about that. If, you know, you are planning, this is before maybe you even purchase or after you purchase, like, hey, this year, we're planning on using this property a lot more this summer or this winter. Have that conversation and see what that would do to your tax deductions. Mistake number five is you're overlooking those state and local taxes. Many hosts just focus on federal taxes instead of looking at that local state tax.
and city tax. And this is so important. There are so many short-term rental hosts that are out-of-state investors.
Right.
So that adds that additional layer. So again, we just want to make sure that you're paying attention to your state and local taxes. And we're going to explain to you what some of those could be.
Yeah, they are the occupancy tax, sales tax, and tourism tax. Now, your area might not have all three. They might have two of the three, one of the three, whatever. But it is up to you to know. And if you own multiple short-term rentals in different areas, even within the same state, like this could differ. And it's up to you to keep track. So this matters because failing to pay state and local taxes, you can incur penalties and pay fines. And that offsets any of the tax savings that you've done up until this point.
And a common misconception is we hear a lot of hosts think that Airbnb or Vrbo, Booking.com, wherever they're listing, that those platforms are remitting the taxes for them. Mm-hmm. And sometimes in some areas that's correct, sometimes it isn't, but you are responsible. This is not something where you can like throw your hands up and go, I didn't know I was responsible for those particular taxes. Again, disclaimer, this is where you want to chat with your CPA. And also a CPA that's familiar with the taxes in that local area.
All right, so here's what you want to do. You want to check your city, county, and state taxes of wherever your short-term rental is located and make sure you understand them. There are tools out there like a company Avalara. They have My Lodge Tax, which helps you collect and remit taxes appropriately, but there's obviously a cost to that service. And last but not least, make sure you're setting this up with your CPA and you fully understand it before you put your short-term rental into service, because getting it all figured out now rather than later will help you save tons of money.
But also, let's face it, some of you might have been up and running for a very long time.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean you can't just slow down to speed up now. Put that call into your CPA. Start fixing these moving forward.
All right, so in conclusion, talk to your CPA. As a reminder, Annette and I are not CPAs. We are not tax advisors. But also, if you want to reach out to our friend Amanda, again, Amanda Hahn will put her information in the show notes. She has made quite the name for herself being a go-to tax advisor for real estate investors. But I know a lot of us, I've seen all the time where short-term rental owners just kind of talk about the tax advantages, but not realizing how nuanced it is. To remind your CPA that this is a strategy you want to take advantage of, and making sure that they're setting you up for success, that you're setting yourself up for success as well. And with that, I am Sarah Caracane.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are.
Thanks for visiting.
Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for additional information about today's episode. And please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week. Can we make you a personalized podcast playlist? Head on over to thehostquiz.com, answer 7 easy questions, and get a unique to your hosting biz playlist of Thanks for Visiting podcast episodes to help you smash your goals.
The action plan and strategies that will elevate your business is one quick quiz and a set of headphones away. Again, head to thehostquiz.com and take our quick hosting quiz today.